markets are worried about Greece again, and they're on the way down again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. The markets again are in near free fall mode. The Dow is off 289 points at 11,666, about 2.5%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 down nearly 3% at the moment. European markets were down today anywhere between 3 and 6% across the pond. And that's because of a surprise move by Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou to call for a vote on the country's latest proposal to cut government spending. Konstantin Michalos is chairman of the Athens Chamber of Commerce.
We have a government which is clinging on to its ministerial armchairs at all costs. And it is evident that they're operating in a highly sensitive danger zone, not just for the Greek economy, but for the European economy and the global economy at large.
Papandreou, by the way, has scheduled a high-level cabinet meeting to discuss his plans later today. Here at home, department store Neiman Marcus becomes a little less exclusive starting today. For years, Neiman's took only American Express or its own credit card, or cash, of course. Now it wants to bring in a wider range of customers. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Today, Neiman Marcus department stores start taking Visa and MasterCard. Vincent Kwan teaches business at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology.
This is a classic marketing tale of, gee, we've got the older customer, she's aging. Who's going to replace her?
How about a bigger chunk of the 99%? Neiman's profits have been weak while much of the luxury sector is booming. Kwan says the department store needs to attract younger customers who may not use American Express.
By expanding beyond their normal cards, they can maybe even target a customer who would not normally purchase at a Neiman Marcus store.
Daniel Furtado is an analyst with Jefferies & Company. He says Neiman's move
makes it harder for Amex to explain that they are the premier card issuer.
But easier for the holders of 3.5 billion Visa and MasterCards to shop at the slightly less exclusive department store. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Reports this morning say the Los Angeles Dodgers may soon get a new owner. The team, plus Dodgers Stadium, could go for $1 billion or more. Current owner Frank McCourt has been fighting with Major League Baseball over ownership as part of a bankruptcy settlement. Bill Shakin covers the Dodgers for the LA Times. He's with us now from his home. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
I got to ask you up front, is this for sure?
No, nothing is ever for sure until the contract is signed, but it appears that Frank McCourt and his advisors have gotten to a place where they realize selling the team is the best option for Mr. McCourt.
Why hasn't he sold up to now?
He wants to keep the team, and he was convinced that in bankruptcy court there was a means to do it. It appears now that even if he wins in bankruptcy court and he gets the television rights auction that he's asked the court to let him proceed with, he might not have enough money to run the team in the long run.
What does this mean for the Dodgers? I know a lot of fans have been upset with the McCourt ownership, especially in the past year or so. Does this mean finally an owner will come to bat and put some money into the team?
Yeah, we believe the team will be sold at auction. That would guarantee Frank McCourt the best price possible, and that would enable a well-capitalized owner to come in and make some investments in the Dodgers and the stadium and certainly to upgrade the team.
Bill Shakin with the LA Times. Bill, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
And now to a different sport, basketball. Today would have been the first day of the NBA season, but a continued lockout has a month of games already canceled. From Indianapolis now, Brandon Smith of Indiana Public Broadcasting reports a lost NBA season could really hit that city hard.
Walk through the revolving door of the Conrad Hotel in downtown Indianapolis, and you can see why millionaire basketball players would want to stay there. From the gleaming chandeliers to the marble floors, the place looks pure luxury. General Manager Greg Tinsley says the hotel has contracts with 23 of the 29 NBA franchises that come to play the Indiana Pacers.
It's 35 to 40 rooms per each of those visiting teams, and some of the West Coast teams and others, if they're depending on where their next stop is, some of them stay actually two nights.
Tinsley says the Conrad stands to lose $500,000 if the entire season is canceled, and that'd be just part of the financial toll. A real estate consulting firm crunched the numbers and found Indianapolis and Indiana as a whole could lose $55 million if the Pacers' uniforms stay hanging in their lockers. That figure takes into account lost tax revenue, as well as spending in restaurants, bars, and hotels. And there's the image problem. Chris Gall is the spokesman for the Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association. He says losing the Pacers for a year hurts the city's tourism marketing strategy.
There's a real allure when you're in the business of marketing the city, like we are, to having a thriving and a professional sports team in your landscape.
Indianapolis has a lot invested in the Pacers. The Capital Improvement Board is the public agency that owns Conseco Fieldhouse, where the Pacers play. Last year, CIB loaned the Pacers $33.5 million over 3 years to help keep the team in Indianapolis. The loan will continue to go through regardless of whether the Pacers play this year. On top of that, the agency would lose $1.5 million in Pacer-related tax revenue if the season is scrapped. Dan Hughey is the CIB's chief financial officer.
We won't be able to make up for that lost revenue, but we'll be able to figure out how to work through it.
The Indy sports landscape is already pretty grim, and for a city and state steeped in basketball tradition, the loss of an NBA season makes the winter ahead look even grayer. In Indianapolis, I'm Brandon Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, in a new 60 Minutes Vanity Fair poll, 83% of people said they had no idea what jumping the shark means. I was one of those folks, too. I'd heard the term that it means a TV show or anything really is past its prime. Come to find out, the phrase comes from the 70s sitcom Happy Days when the Fonz goes to California. And in a dramatic move, the Fonz jumps over a shark on water skis. The moment some people believe Happy Days started to go downhill, or as it were, jumped the shark. Were the writers out of ideas? I don't know. Does a guy water skiing with a leather jacket on look ridiculous? I'll let you answer that. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Trees come down, beer prices go up, even fires get a little hotter and a little faster in an election year.
From the point of view of a fireman, he's going to have a much more difficult year if it's an election year.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Elections and their strange side effects. It's what? Yes, Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.